Hey everybody, it's Matt Romano, and here's the latest from Sci-Fi Wire and the worlds of science fiction, fantasy, and horror for Monday, July 13th, 2020. Evil Dead mastermind Sam Raimi is getting back to his horror roots. The legend is set to produce an unnamed project, which will be directed by Rob Savage. Savage was the mind behind the 2016 zombie horror short film, Dawn of the Deaf. Sadly, no word on the story yet, though anything combining Raimi and Savage will be worth keeping an eye on. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne are heading back to television, this time with a sci-fi twist. The new series, The Osbournes Want to Believe, will have the Hard Rock family checking out weird and mysterious supernatural sights. The series is set to hit the Travel Channel on August 2nd. Resident Evil's Paul W.S. Anderson is getting a little cocky about his new flick Monster Hunter, based on the Capcom video game series. Anderson says the effects work is top-notch on the project, with monster scenes that rival the real-life-looking dinos in Jurassic World. Now that's a heavy claim, but hopefully we'll get to judge for ourselves when the film opens Friday, September 4th. One of the first blockbusters to resume filming in the midst of the pandemic is back in front of the camera and has been almost for a week now. Universal confirmed work has been going on for 5 days on Jurassic World Dominion, and despite claims shooting had to stall, the studio says things have been running smoothly. Dominion is scheduled to open in theaters June 11th, 2021. The upcoming sequel, Halloween Kills, is going to take a deeper dive into terror and how it spreads when the film eventually opens after being kicked to next year. Director David Gordon Green says Part 2 will match how Michael's presence unravels a community into chaos and how fear spreads virally. The sequel will pick up in the immediate aftermath of the first film in the rebooted trilogy. Have some Raimi theories? Still pumped for Halloween? Excited to see Jurassic World? Tell us all about it on Twitter. At Sci-Fi Wire.